I have a few very short little stories garnered from over the years and put together to form a slight theme. In the mid-1970s, the center leader of Toronto Center had a young teenage daughter, and the mother thought it would be very nice if she could learn to meditate. And the daughter didn't share her interests at all, though. So the mom tried to support her, encourage her, make it easy for her. Maybe they would meditate together for a little bit, 5 minutes. But the daughter thought this is not a good idea. So the mother was a bit concerned and asked Guru, what shall I do? I would really like her to become spiritual. And Guru said, oh, in her case, there's no problem. He said, when I go to bless the disciples overnight, in some cases, there's some inner turmoil in their nature. So I bless them, but they can't receive that blessing unreservedly because of the turmoil. But in her case, she's so quiet, very still, very poised. So when I bless her, her whole being immediately receives the blessing. He said, just because she receives that blessing every night, she's making steady progress. Guru was not at all concerned. Everything was just fine with her and the mother need not worry. So that was the essence of the story. Now, the next story comes from 30 years later. Guru was in China and had a VIP visit him. He was a Buddhist. He liked Guru and Guru enjoyed the visit and everything seemed to go very well. When he left, Guru spoke a little bit about him and visit and said that Guru had invoked the Buddha consciousness and blessed him. And then it was the next line that was so interesting. Guru said, in a few hours or a few days, that consciousness would come forward and he would feel real divinity in his outer nature. The part that interested me was, it's not going to happen right away, but at just the right moment with the right receptivity, everything would happen and that blessing would come forward and he would feel so blessed. Another story dates from, I think it was probably the 90s. Guru had said, when he goes to PS 86, all that he has to do as a spiritual master is finished in the first 10 to 15 seconds after his arrival. All the rest of the time is spent convincing the minds of the disciples. Whoa, I thought, what can Guru do in 10 to 15 seconds? And then I thought, oh, this the same theme. He blesses the souls. He sees all of them and they're all blessed in 10 to 15 seconds. The whole rest of the evening is engaging in some activity that will inspire them, create a new openness, an eagerness, some freshness that creates just the right opportunity so that blessing that has already been given to them can flow out into their body, vital mind. There, it becomes like totally integral and their mind is totally convinced. Oh, I have definitely been blessed. There was another occasion. Guru was in Montreal. This is in Canada, in Montreal Center. On a Sunday morning, and he was sitting with the disciples. Now, the same Sunday morning, there was a meditation taking place in New York in Dhruva's house. Dhruva's house had a big like living room that had been renovated and was their meditation room, and one of the local centers meditated there on the fixed time on Sunday morning. So that meditation had finished, and the disciples were now going up and getting prasad and standing in front of Guru's transcendental and going back and sitting down. So Guru was sitting in Montreal with the disciples and said, phone Dhruva's house. So we phoned Dhruva's house and Guru said to give them a message. Guru said, they're taking too long in the prasad line. Guru said, it only takes me 1 or 2 seconds to do what I have to do. So that is the maximum length of time that the disciples should pause in front of Guru's transcendental and that prasad line could please move a bit faster. So I thought, whoa. Even from Montreal, Guru is not that sympathetic to these slow-moving prasad lines. And the disciples' view is, whoa, now I'm here. It's so peaceful because there's nobody in front of me. It's really nice. There's just Guru and me. And I would like to spend a bit of quality time with Guru. It would be kind of nice. And I would like to go into my best consciousness. The disciples have one operating theory, and Guru has a different operating theory. And gradually, things are changing a little bit more towards Guru's operating theory.